Now, if you were watching the Nolan TV extravaganza, top show, biggest, most important show ever on the screens of BBC Northern Ireland before or after digital switchover, that's what I'm told I have to call it, then last night you'll have seen lots of things, including Jedward, or like myself, you may have decided to hide behind the sofa before Jedward appeared on your TV screen. But one of the other big issues that was discussed in the programme last night was the plight of a family struggling to pay for school uniforms. Now, we've had lots of emails from you overnight about this particular story. So are you struggling to pay for the endless amounts of uniforms, it seems, and sports gear and all sorts? Or are your schools requiring you maybe to buy branded PE kits for your kids from certain stores, certain outlets, certain brands? Perhaps you're limited where you can buy. Your choice is limited, and it's costing you a fortune. 0845955678 if it's a problem you're facing. Anya's on the line this morning. Anya, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this is a problem. Were you watching the TV show last night and thinking to yourself, hold on, that rings a bell with me?
Oh, very much so. It has been an ongoing problem and escalating in recent years to a point of just being absolutely unreal, unaffordable and just impractical.
Put it into the cold, hard pounds, shilling and pence for us. What's happening?
Well, I have four children that a uniform applies for. Now, I would say my budget per year is easily £900 for school uniform. And that is being generous to say that it's at least £900.
And what does it include? You know, you have the normal school uniform, but you know, people listening to this, when you talk about PE kit, I mean, what all are we talking about here?
The PE kit, I mean, there has to be football boots, there has to be numerous kits. That's not including the school tracksuit if your children are sporty, which fortunately enough mine aren't.
Yeah, obviously football boots apply all round, but I mean, in terms of oh, you're talking about it has to be a specifically branded school tracksuit.
Yes, and it has to come from a specific sports shop who do all the sportswear and, you know, with the school name, the school crest and all on it. So, you know, even the school sports bag for carrying the gear in.
Is that a must? I mean, is there a choice? Are you given a choice between you can have the school tracksuit or the school training kit or you can bring your own or is it compulsory?
No, there's no choice.
So it's compulsory?
It's stated on the school uniform and all children must wear that school uniform.
But even in terms of the PE kit?
Oh, yes. There's no even to the socks.
Okay.
And
what you said about the add-ons, the bags and stuff, are they compulsory or is that a choice?
Well, that would be a choice, but your child will stick out if you don't have them.
So there's a sort of a peer pressure associated with it?
Oh, most definitely. And I'm verging on the sectarian at this stage.
We can't go that far. You're £900. I mean, you're faced with the £900 bill a year. You're saying, do you get a grant to help? Well, do you get any sort of support?
Yes, well, I get the grant comes out at approximately just over £70, and that includes PE kit and the regular uniform, as stated. Now, the blazers themselves are normally at least £70. For the secondary school. So that's that wiped out with no PE gear.
So what do you do on you? How do you cope?
I save and I literally save all year. There is times when Christmas or whatever would be affected because I can't afford otherwise. I scour charity shops and I'm not the only one. I mean, all us parents are doing exactly the same. Some of the schools that my children go to have particular trousers of a particular colour, and which means that you have only a handful of approved suppliers. And because of that, the cost is £28 a pair.
So your choice is limited?
Well, it's negligible, yes.
So...
I mean, can't just go to the supermarkets and buy any of the stuff, with the exception of the shirts.
I mean, when you're talking to other parents, are you making the school aware of this? Does the school know? Have they offered any sort of advice? Is it a closed shop? Do you feel?
It is a closed shop. I mean, as Mr. Thompson said last night, you feel in the position where you can't say that. I mean, what you get back is, well, all parents are suffering the same, and you know, this is quality produce, you know, and it's aimed at lasting the year. I mean, I have comparative parents in England who are allowed to use unbranded supermarket uniforms at a quarter of the price at least, and their uniforms last just as long as the ones I'm buying.
Of course, the thing about it is, though, Anya, I mean, and you mentioned, you know about the peer pressure earlier on.
Yeah.
The whole thing about school uniforms is that the kids all go and they're all wearing the same clothes, and you don't have that peer pressure of, oh, he has such and such a pair of jeans, or he has such and such a football shirt, I want that. You know, in that way, it could be, in the long run, saving you money.
Well, it's not actually. I mean, that argument doesn't stand up. I had the opportunity in previous years of sending my daughter with a plain cardigan, as opposed to the one that's three times the price with the school logo on. Now, my daughter had a few things said to her by her peers. You know, why aren't you wearing this one? And in school photographs, it's, you know, I feel under pressure, as does she. She will not wear the plain one now. If she can avoid it, she will actually go to the length of actually hiding it, so that I have to have the other one there and ready. And my friends are all the same. Even down now, there's fleeces with the school monogram on them, all these extras, the school bags with the school monogram on them. So you have no choice of buying ordinary things, you know, online.
Before you go on, because there are a couple of other callers I want to speak to in this. If there's anybody else that this is ringing a bell with you, or you saw it last night in the TV programme, maybe you couldn't get through, 08459 555678. The Department of Education have guidelines when it comes to school uniform policy. I'm just looking at one thing here in respect to something that you said, and it said that boards of governors need to bear in mind the implications in terms of value for money and consumer choice of supplier of uniforms, often only being available from a limited number of official suppliers. Without naming the school, do you feel that the Board of Governors, where you're concerned, have thought about that enough?
No, most certainly not. And I would say that realistically, a lot of the people that are sitting on Boards of Governors are from wealthier families, no harm to them. And they actually don't realise the cost of these uniforms. They are realistically not seeing the rate of increase. Now, this year, my uniform bill went up at least 10%. At least.
Well, listen. I don't mean to cut you off, but you'll probably have sympathy for Judith, who's also on the line this morning. Morning, Judith.
Hello there.
This is all probably what Anya's saying, pretty familiar to you as well.
Yes, I'm listening, and she's highlighted a lot of really good points. Good morning to you, Anya. I have four children also, two of school age, still high school age recently. Two have grown up. The uniform this year, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I did not expect to pay what I ended up paying. I had thought about £100, maybe £150. She goes to a comprehensive school. The son goes to a comprehensive high school. But after the basic uniform, once I added in the branded PE kit, inferior trainers, where I saved money, and the branded skirt and her zip-up waterproof. Once I added that anyway, the whole uniform came to £293. That was with inferior school shoes at £17.
They'll
need replaced.
And you, from previous experience, would have been expecting that to have been, what, half that, or two-thirds of that? Or
I just I just did not expect the uniform to come to that price this year. I didn't even allow it. You know, compared to my other sons, you can pick his up for 55. The headmaster was on your programme last night, and I have to do everything to applaud Mr. McMorran, who seems to be in the real world. 293, this uniform sits at the minute.
It was Andy McMorran, who was the former principal at Ashfield School, and also taught at the boys' model for many years. He's retired now. And the important thing the important thing to take from your call this morning, Judith, is that, you know, people who maybe would be sitting out there looking down their nose and saying, oh, well, you know, this only applies for people at grammar schools, that's not the case. You know,
you're
saying at a comprehensive school, you're facing exactly the same problems. Are you in the same boat as Anya in terms of you're not able to go out just anywhere and price around? You're limited in terms of where you can go and buy the uniform. Is that the case for you as well?
Yes, it seemed that there was just one supplier to supply the PE kit. So we were over a barrel there. I did give off about the quality. It's something you could pick up in our local supermarket for £7. It doesn't dustify. So this thing about quality, I'm sorry, I can't say on the radio my response to that.
Yes. Please don't, because I would only get in trouble when Stephen's not here, and that wouldn't be good for either of us.
No, that's okay.
But I can understand that you're annoyed.
As far as sacrifices are concerned, yes, my annual summer holiday, which would be a trip to the Mourns in a tent, a week in Ross Trevor in a budget cottage, and maybe a couple of days over in Rathlin.
You see, again, going back to this cost of school uniform from the Department of Education, just while you're here, I'm just reading down here in front of me, and I mean, this is something, Judith, that you may be interested to hear, because it doesn't sound as if it's working out for you, saying that schools should therefore ensure that their uniform is widely available in high street shops and other retail outlets and internet suppliers rather than from an expensive sole supplier.
I don't know what minutiae we need to go into for that, but I went to try and save some money on the school scarf. Because I had to hold back on her jumper, which was £25, she didn't get that till last week. That was the last item that I could scrape up. She's been going to school without the jumper. So I went to a supplier for the scarf to save money, and a straightforward, ordinary scarf, once again, what I would say is not of any type of quality, was £13 for a scarf. So, look, you know, I haven't had my chance for the second meeting in school. I've been to the first meeting of the parents this year. I haven't had my chance for the second meeting. I will be highlighting this. Where in God's name are we expected to get this sort of money from, you know? I am still, you highlighted on another issue last night, which that happens to be the case in this house as well.